continuing in the vein of politics, in 1964, he did run for the United States Senate, and he ran against Fred Harris. By all odds, everybody would think that this man would win.
True, and of course, looking back, he picked an extraordinarily difficult year to run because that was when Lyndon Johnson had his landslide victory over Barry Goldwater. Dad was just caught in the situation that there were not enough crossover voters who were going to vote for Lyndon Johnson, the Democrat president, who would switch their affiliation and then vote for a Republican candidate for Senate. Johnson carried the state by well over 100,000 votes, and Dad lost by, I think, less than 20,000. So it was a really tough experience. I was with him both the night before and then, of course, the night of the election. We went to bed knowing that it'd be close, but he, in his deepest thoughts, just could not conceive that over half of the citizens of Oklahoma would vote against him. But they did. It was a tough time, but he handled adversity, I thought, always every bit as well, or maybe better than the great successes in his life. He had great dignity and grace, humility, and interestingly enough, when he lost in November, that January, he's in the broadcast booth with Jim Simpson, doing the telecast for the Orange Bowl, and that was Texas against Alabama, two of his best friends, Bear Bryant and Darryl Royal, and so that became a 20-year television career for my dad.
This may seem like an odd question, but I was thinking he had to be down when he lost that race.
Oh, he was.
Would he ever get depressed?
He was very human, and yes, he would, and I have always felt the two greatest disappointments in his life was first the loss of his mother when he was young at age 7, and then I think the race for the U.S. Senate. And I know this from having lost the race for the U.S. Congress. That's not his biggest seat, but it's hurtful to lose a race. He thought he would win and could win, and he didn't. So he had to deal with that.
You were very active, and you knocked on doors for him, didn't you?
I sure did, and it was interesting. It was a learning experience for me because growing up here, I had nothing but admiration and respect for my father. But when I campaigned down in Little Dixie, for example, I'd have people actually, when they knew who I was, slammed doors in my face or utter profanities to my face. I was, I guess, at that age, very naive. It was an incredible learning experience for me.
Little Dixie, that would be very heavy Democratic area. Yes. And the southeast corner of our state. So here comes a Republican to their door, and that's why they slammed the door. It wasn't that you were a Wilkinson, obviously. It was that you represented the R's, right?
That's exactly right. Very well said.
His message, I've learned, was about a balanced budget, deficit reduction, a strong national defense, decentralization of government powers, much of the same themes that are being talked about today as we have a primary for a Republican presidential field right now.
It's really uncanny. I think about this all the time because as I go back and reflect on my dad's foundation of his principles, it's ironic, but it's true that these seem to be the same issues that are being debated today.
Did he have difficulty just talking to the voter? I don't know if he was given to small talk.
Well, Henry Bellman always felt that Dad was a better person, perhaps in business and in coaching, than he was as a political candidate, because the governor and senator said that he didn't really feel Dad was ever as comfortable with political crowds. I defer to Governor Bellman's beliefs on this subject because he, of course, was such a grand political person. But at the time, I was not aware of this. Looking back, I would agree that I don't think Dad probably was as folksy, maybe, as some of the natural political candidates.
Well, Fred Harris was a folksy sort of guy.
Oh, he sure was. I mean, he was a consummate politician, campaigner, very bright. He was a formidable candidate, and they ran a great campaign. They took advantage of what they needed to do to win.
Walt Helmrich, who was a finance chair, I think, for your father's campaign, said in another interview that your dad didn't seem to want to talk football when he was on the stump, but he would talk about the issues that we've talked about, and Walt would say, why don't you just talk about football? Talk about this boy who came from Ardmore or whatever, and he couldn't get him to do that.
Well, that's true. I think that was part of the challenges that he had, and he also had a challenge that a lot of the so-called country club people, maybe a little bit more affluent, when Dad would come into town, they'd want to take him to the country club and kind of push him over to one side rather than perhaps having him downtown, going up and down, shaking hands with people. I think looking back on his campaign, that was a detriment as well. I'm not sure he was handled as effectively as maybe he could or should have been.
You know, I thought about Steve Largent, who was a great athlete at Tulsa University and for Seattle on the professional level, ran for governor and was defeated.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Mildren was quarterback,
right,
and also was defeated.
That's right.
I don't believe either one of them had the aura or the stature your father had when he was in his prime. So I don't know if they take solace in the fact that here's a guy who could have been king,
mm-hmm.
also was defeated.
Right.
And so it's kind of an interesting study of these athletes who were just bigger than Dallas, so we say, but they still lost.
Well, that's very true. And I'm sure it helped both Steve and Jack to reflect on my father. But my belief is that timing in political races is really very, very important. And the economic circumstances, the international circumstances, they have so much to do with the outcome of an election. I think you're always hoping that you time things right, but I don't think Dad did time that one as well.